I go to meet Danny Hock at the elevator. I'm a little nervous, to tell you the truth. All I know of Hock is his work, the characters he creates in his one-man show, Jails, Hospitals, and Hip Hop. Like the guy at Rikers in a piece called Bronx.
I'm trying not to be on that shit, right? I'm working. I'm in Fordham Row. I'm selling Boss Simpson t-shirts and what you call it, OJ Simpson t-shirts, right? This cop come out and arrest me because I don't got a license. I'm not selling drugs. I'm not selling drugs. I'm selling Boss Simpson, OJ Simpson t-shirts. Nah, you know, if I was that little girl that they're showing that commercial selling lemonade in front of her house, you think the cop gonna arrest her? Nah.
Or Flip, a teenager in front of a mirror, imagining himself as a guest on The Tonight Show.
Truth of the matter is, Jay, I ain't white, man. I'm black. See, I went to the doctor, Jay. This is between you and me, man. And he told me I got this rare skin disorder called eosinophilic ionic dermatitis, right? And it's like where you look white, okay, but inside, like, check this out, Jay. Like, you think that's a birthmark, right? Well, truth of the matter is, Jay, that's the real color of my skin, and the rest of me is a birthmark, man.
Or Victor, a guy on crutches flirting with a young girl in a hospital waiting room.
Now you got a nice smile. Where you live at? Staten Island. That's far. But you speak Spanish, though, right? You're Dominican? But you're Dominican, though, right? You're Dominican. You're Dominican. You're Dominican. I know you're Dominican. Czechoslovakia? Damn. I'm kind of off, right?
So I think to myself, which of these guys is going to show up for the interview? Which one is the real Danny Hock?
I'm all of them. You know, to paraphrase something Eric Bogosian said a few years ago, he said, each one of my characters is a facet of me. And when he said it, I thought, get out of here. And now I completely subscribe to that idea.
Hock, still in his late 20s, grew up in the Lefrak City housing development in Queens, surrounded by ethnic variety.
Cuban English or Dominican English or Yiddish English or Senegalese English or Jamaican Patois or Cuban Spanish or Puerto Rican Spanish. All these different languages really were the foundation in my neighborhood and a lot of people's neighborhoods across the city.
But he found this multicultural atmosphere oddly absent from the theater, TV, and film.
At 16 years old, you know, they had us auditioning for stuff at the High School of Performing Arts, and the stuff that we were auditioning for, it was either blatantly racist or blatantly stupid or blatantly empty. You know, movies for Paramount and Fox and you name it, even plays. But again, these things had nothing to do with what was going on in my community and more importantly, I think in a broader sense, in my generation. So I started putting up these characters on stage.
Well, that's true. That's right. That's correct. My new album will be out November 23rd in the record store near you. MC Enough, Where's the Joy on Murder You Records. Look out for it.
He is the next generation.
Joe Bonney, the director. She's worked for many years with Eric Bogosian, helping him shape his work, and now she's done the same for Danny Hock.
You know, he's been able to watch people like Whoopi or Lily or Spalding or Eric, and he's been able to go, look, you can do that. You can get up there and you can use your own voice and you can play the characters you want to and you can get up there in a t-shirt and jeans or anything you want that you just walk in off the street in, and this is a valid form of theater. You know, so he's taking that, and then he's taking it the next step.
I had just gotten off the plane in New York, and I get this call from my agents. It's
the centerpiece
urgent,
of his show
right.
Is a piece called Danny's Trip to L.A.
Just called them. They wanted me to get on the plane the very next morning to guest star on an episode of Seinfeld.
Now, in it, he tells the true story of his encounter with the creators of what was then America's favorite sitcom when they asked him to guest star as a swimming pool attendant called Ramon.
Well, let's make him Ray. Well, let's keep it Ramon, right, but not with a Spanish accent. So Jerry says, but I don't get it. Is it derogatory? Is it derogatory? Is it derogatory? Is it derogatory? I mean, aren't you an actor? Isn't that your craft? Isn't that what you do? You know, little accents.
It's been controversial, this piece. Some think it's his best piece. Others feel he comes off a bit pious in it.
You're leaving out one element of the controversy, which is that people felt that I shouldn't have attacked Jerry Seinfeld.
I didn't know about that one.
Oh, yes. People were very angry.
And then I said, you know, come on, I don't think it's funny that way. Accents aren't funny. People are funny. Like you, Jerry. You're funny, I think.
What's your take on it now? When you were going through it, I mean, did you say to yourself, well, this is going to be great material someday? Or
no, I didn't. I wasn't thinking of that at all. I was thinking, how do I get out of here? How do I get off the set of Seinfeld with all these evil people? I was scared. and having this pressure put on me, like, if you don't do this, if you don't play this stereotypical role, then you are not an actor and you will never kind of work in this town again. Or, you know, I mean, nobody said that to me, but but that was the sort of subtext of what was being said. Like, I can't believe you're challenging this system we've got set up here, son. Who the hell are you? You must be crazy. And I felt like, my life does not revolve around television. my life revolves around my community. And this show, not only does it have nothing to do with my community, it is dangerous to my community.
I challenge him on this idea. Of course what he's doing is important, but isn't there any room for escapism in theater or TV, I say? Isn't there room for both?
I guess there is, but not in my world. I think we have enough escapes. And there's a deficit of works of art that challenge you and make you feel uncomfortable while entertaining you. There's a tremendous imbalance. So I'm fighting for the other side.
You know, mainstream theater, mainstream films, TV, they're not as open to alternative voices as they might be. And solo work allows people to really, really get out individual voices. So it's exciting to people. When you're in the presence of someone who's a wonderful solo performer and they take the stage and they break the fourth wall, you know, it's like being at a concert.
I, MC Enough, is in the house. Can I get an eye? That's what I'm saying. That's my fans out there, you know what I mean? I like that welcome right there.
Jails, Hospitals, and Hip Hop is soon to be a motion picture, opening in the fall. And a limited engagement of the stage show starring Danny Hock opens at Performance Space 122 in downtown Manhattan this Tuesday, May 25th. For WNYC, I'm Sarah Fischko.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.